Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chambliss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow bunts towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Brohmer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. Leon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Bando reaches second base with a double. Rudy scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Epstein is walked intentionally. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nettles. Holtzman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Holtzman scores. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson scores. Epstein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy pinch hits for Denny Riddleberger. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. There goes Jackson. The throw from Moses to second, and Jackson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epstein moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epstein scores. Brown moves to third. It's 9-4, Athletics. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holtzman moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Broemer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Foster pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it and throws to second for the out. Chambliss moves to third. two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Foster now playing right field. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Buddy Bell now playing center field. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Holtzman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.